Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabode. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating even when they have nothing to do?
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. In this week's episode, I have decided to speak directly to former President Jacob Zuma. So, here we go. Dear Nxamalala, the Constitutional Court has finally done it. Earlier this week, the Apex Court has proved yet again that it is captured and against you. The men and women in long, ugly green gowns have dismissed your application to privately prosecute President Cyril Ramaphosa. The Apex Court says there is no reasonable prospect of you succeeding, as usual. I cannot speak for the Concord, and I do not know what they mean that you will not win. But let's face it, winning in court is not synonymous with you, Msholozi. If anything, the opposite is true. About every time you have gone to court, you have hardly come out singing and dancing as you are wont to do in your element. Since the days the Johannesburg High Court dismissed the rape charge against you in 2005, it has been downhill against you in front of men and women with the gavel. Even in 2006, when Judge Chris Nicholson dismissed the NPA's corruption case against you, in 2009, the Supreme Court of Appeal reinstated the case, which, by the way, is yet to sit. Lest we forget that Judge Nicholson and former Judge President of the Western Cape, Dr. John Shope, are the only two uncaptured judges in the country, which is why, for different reasons, they have both left the judiciary, which they found incompetent. Which is a pity because 19 years later, you have become the poster boy of court losses, Nxamalala. Lama judge, agedle hlekisa ngawe. Of course, we cannot really know whether the legal arguments you advanced were not strong enough or whether it is just a case that the judiciary doesn't like you. But between you and me, we have to agree that your legal representatives have not come out shining.
You have condemned him, you have vilified him, you have booted him out of his job, and now you go to the grave to dig the grave and say, I want to kill you again.
But I digress. Msholozi, you have to know that things are bad when even two of your best friends at the National Prosecuting Authority, Mokote Dimche and Sean Abrahams, tried to remove from the court roll corruption charges against you. The attempts were both dismissed by the courts and the charges reinstated. And later, Mche and Abrahams were themselves dismissed. Remember when the former public prosecutor Tulima Donsela ruled that you should repay the state for the money you used in making minor refurbishments in your modest Nkandla home? You fought against this with all your might. Madonsela was unsuccessfully revealed as a CIA agent, and your trusted counsel, Advocate Dalim Pofu, failed to intimidate her with his not-so-kind words. After you were badgered for months on end in Parliament, you still went on to lose in court, and you were ordered to indeed
pay back the money. Pay back the
money. Another loss. Thankfully, the uncaptured People's Bank, VBS Mutual Bank, which is not governed by white monopoly capital, rescued you and helped you pay back the money. In 2021, just before the elusive corruption trial was due to start, you applied that prosecutor Billy Downer be removed from the case and for your immediate acquittal. Yet again, the court dismissed your case. What a downer. And then later, that Madonsela ruling led to that marathon commission of inquiry into state capture, to which you appointed that long-lost friend of yours, retired Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, to head. But as it has always been proved, ever since the days the Son of Man was left alone on that cross in Golgotha, when days are dark, friends are few. Your soulmate Zondo not only betrayed you by denying your friendship, but he also charged you for contempt of court for just rushing out of the hearing to attend to an urgent matter. You were sentenced to jail for this, a mere walking out of court, even though your lawyer argued you did not, despite all this being live on television. I remember seeing you being processed at the Escort Correctional Center. It was a sorry sight. Thankfully, because you got very sick, and also because the country went on fire after your arrest, President Ramaphosa, who many think is your enemy, released you from jail on humanitarian grounds. We cannot tell whether he was saving you or the country, but like your friend Shabir Sheikh, you have made a miraculous recovery. And for that, I am personally grateful. But instead of you using your recovery to enjoy retirement, you've gone back to your pastime, Sholos. You have been in and out of courts again and again, ending up on the losing side. You tried to prosecute Billy Downer and journalist Karen Mon and lost again. Your new party, Umkhonto we Sizwe, tried to challenge the 2025 election results, but thankfully and unusually withdrew before losing again in court. Just the other day, the MKP lost its legal quest to stop the SABC from using the term government of national unity. Okay, in fairness, we have won some cases. As I mentioned, you were acquitted on the rape charge, and the MKP was granted the right to use the name, delivering a blow against the party you once led, the ANC. Did someone just say misled? Nonsense. We know better. But it is time to rest, Baba. You have fought the bad fights. The race has finished you. You have kept the failure. Pass on the baton, Sholos. Your very own daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sambuza, is waiting on the wings to receive it. She is already in court as we speak. She has the youth. She has the energy. And clearly, the social media lingo to fight this fight. Let her take over, Baba. It is time to go to your modest abode in Gandla, to tend to your small herd of cattle, knowing that you have protection of the fire pool in case of any emergencies. I know the horde of your fair weather supporters will disagree with me. No doubt, your esteemed legal counsel will dismiss me with the contempt I don't deserve. Some may even call for my head, or even for you to take me to court. Don't. You have lost enough. Take it from me, Ngamalala. There are many things you can do with your time. As we speak, the Zulu king, Mrs. Zulu, by the dog as he calls himself, has been changing prime ministers as much as he changes his marital plans. He could use your counsel, especially on choosing as many brides as he wants. The prosecution rests. Thank you for listening to this episode of the award-winning Taking the Rams by the Horns. download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We're also on Spotify and Iono FM. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email and let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or moderator at your next event. It is the only thing I do better than satire and sarcasm. Remember to buy and read my book, The Sweetest Taboo, available at your nearest bookstore. From me, Rems Mabote, goodbye and God bless.